peace groups have been asking members of Congress to come up with a plan to end the Iraq war and bring home U.S. troops. Sister Virgine Longer says the Peace Coalition has gotten positive replies from several Wisconsin Democrats, not including Senator Herb Kohl.
From what we have seen, we are not happy about his very generic answers about the war. We have asked him for more specifics.
Longer and about 50 other people gathered outside Kohl's office in downtown Milwaukee and eventually blocked the crosswalks at the intersection of 3rd Street and Wisconsin Avenue. That started to back up traffic and brought the attention of 5 mounted police officers. Most of the protesters left the street, but Sister Longer and 3 others, 2 women and 1 man, stayed in a tight circle in the center of the intersection. After waiting a few minutes, police on foot came and handcuffed the 4 people and led them away. An officer said the 4 would be ticketed for disorderly conduct. Peace Action Wisconsin Director George Martin says protesting the war is worth getting arrested.
In terms of making sure the messages are clear, and when this is happening all over the country.
Senator Kohl's office released a statement that says he backs a resolution which makes it clear to the Iraqi government and its people that U.S. troops are not going to be there indefinitely, and that they need to take charge of their country. It encourages the Bush administration to begin the plan for redeployment. More anti-war protests around the U.S. are scheduled over the next few days. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.